Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sharon Hill, and this is Medium Monday. Thanks for joining and listening in. I appreciate it greatly, and I hope that you get something from this. If you do, please share it with everyone that you know who might be interested, as we have so much to talk about and offer. Also, I want to let you know there are other shows on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. This is one of them, Medium Monday, every day at noon with me, Sharon Hill. And we also have Wednesdays with Willa on Wednesday morning at 10. We have Wake Up to Spirit with Celeste Elliott on Thursday mornings. And we have Angie and Friends. I'm not sure the time on that. And please check out, and Colleen Vanderzijden, Embracing Your Essence. So check out all the other offerings on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, and I hope you find all these things very helpful for you and your spiritual growth and your understanding and your learning, because that's what it's all about. So for those of you who have listened before, you know we start with a topic or question of the week. For those of you who are new, we start with a topic of the week or a question. And please feel free. I don't get the chats. Right now, I won't see your comments, although we're live on Facebook. I won't see the comments until after the show. I don't have that on my screen as I'm answering calls from the radio. But please leave me a message. I'd be happy to see a message and get back to you. I don't do readings through Facebook, and please beware. There are a number of people who we call scammers. What they are. They're certainly not spiritual and they don't have any integrity. They are targeting people who are leaving comments saying private message me for a reading. Please, please, please do not be tricked or fooled. They're in no way affiliated with this radio show, this radio station, myself, or the Lilydale Assembly. Please don't allow yourself to be scammed. And I can't say that enough, and I'll repeat it as we go, so that everyone can hear it. All right, so as you know, the topic of the week is brief. We only go for 15 minutes and or answer a question. And the topic today is really about learning. It's about the idea that, as we know, I believe, and many people believe, we're actually spiritual beings. You know, we were a spirit, we were a soul prior to coming, some believe. But we are a spirit embodied. And so we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And our job here is to embrace that humanness and as well to spiritualize matter. So what does that mean? That means to allow the spiritual energy to completely inundate us and integrate into us so that we remain with and are always connected to that oneness in spirit, and we do that without having the experience we call death. So we, as we learn and grow, we can spiritualize matter. And for many of the saints, some of the saints were known after they died, their body did not decompose. This is spiritualizing matter. And it's not true of all of them, but there have been recordings of that. So when you think about, we are to bring the spiritual to the physical. And while we embrace all of our being, our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, we all have that spiritual essence. And the place in which we find spiritual dissatisfaction, that calling on our heart, is always leading us home or toward that spiritual growth. So if you're not on a spiritual path, that you may find great peace and encouragement by finding a path. And we say find a path home, because in the end, we all find home. I went through Fellowships of the Spirit, and they call it a place to call home. And it very much feels that way. You know your home when you're in the spirit of yourself. And it just feels like home. In fact, whenever I'm a registered medium in Lilydale, whenever I serve at Inspiration Stump, when I'm walking down the path, there's an invisible force field as you enter the path to the stump. As you enter into the woods there, just past Mother's Rest, and as I cross that invisible force field or portal, if you will, my spirit always says, welcome home. And I could not be more at peace. It's such a warm and wonderful feeling. And I know I'm going to serve, and I know that I'm serving spirit, and I know that there's no place I'd rather be. So as having that experience, that knowing and that understanding, for some of you who already have been on a path, I personally believe, and it's a personal belief, I believe all paths lead home, and that home is the goal. We either come home or go home. Some people call death the final healing, and because, again, it takes you home. And I'm not encouraging that in any way, but people look at it sometimes as a negative occurrence when someone passes, when the truth is we go home, back where we came from, and that soul will recognize that. So for those of you who are interested in learning, certainly you'll be listening to shows like this. You'll be listening to the other things that are available online. You'll be going to lilydaleassembly.org/learn and checking out all of the offerings there from Lilydale. I myself right now am teaching two classes. Well, one is a development circle, mediumship development circle, and that starts actually tonight. If you're interested, there is still time to get into it. You can go to my website. It's designed for beginners, people who have no experience, all the way up to intermediate. And we'll be sitting together in a development circle, developing our ability to connect with the spirit world and learn to communicate. And you can find that on my website. Go to RevSharonHill.com. And click on classes, events, and workshops. You will find it there. I'm also teaching. It begins this Thursday. Again, we still have some openings, and there's time to sign up if you're interested. And that would be the foundations of mediumship. So what does it mean to be a medium? What are the foundational pieces so that we can learn to become a medium and learn mediumship from the ground up? So again, if you're interested in either of those, check out my website, RevSharonHill.com. If you're interested in other teachings and things that are available in Lilydale, please check out LilydaleAssembly.org/learn or LilydaleAssembly.org and check out everything that there is available. We are coming into season soon, and I will be back in Lilydale at the end of May. By the end of May, you can see me in person there. And I haven't heard yet whether we'll be fully open for the season, although I'm hoping and we're hoping that that's the case. I will keep you posted right here and let you know so that you can make arrangements if you're planning on visiting as soon as you can. So the idea of learning is a lifelong process. You know, I'm registered by the assembly. I'm a registered medium. I've learned a lot. I've practiced a lot. And I've set my intention. That was meaningful to me because Lilydale has most integrity in terms of mediumship. We bring evidence of the continuity of life, part of our religion. As a spiritualist, we believe in the continuity of life, that life continues beyond the experience we call death. And that is demonstrated through mediumship. And then certainly we do a lot of public demonstration of mediumship in Lilydale to bring that evidence forth so people may have an experience of their own. But mediumship also is about the ability to connect, to receive messages for yourself, to understand and communicate with your own guides, your own essence, your own higher self. So it is never a wasted thing. You know, while we tend to think about mediumship as being focused on other, the truth is in the beginning is focused on us. We have to make that connection. It's our relationship to the spirit that makes all the difference. And when we are in communication with spirit, then we're receiving our own messages. And this is wonderful because we want to have that interaction on a daily basis. You know, at this point, I'm on a need-to-know basis so that I'm not overwhelmed by spiritual energy. And certainly, if you're an empath, you might want to try that as well. Need-to-know basis, only what I need to know can get through. But when we set our intention toward developing, toward learning, toward anything at all, it's the intention that determines the direction of energy, what energy comes in, what energy is being received as well as expressed. It starts with that intention and that intention to make the link to the spirit world. So I encourage everyone, again, you know, get on a spiritual path, work with the spirit of yourself, find what's right for you, what resonates with you. For some people, it is spiritualism. For other people I know find great comfort in Catholicism. People find great comfort in Muslim religion or Christian, Protestant. It doesn't really matter what religion. It matters that the understanding of the spiritual development is there. And then spirit will lead you, will teach you what's true for you. And again, it's about finding our own spirit and our own truth. That's what I believe. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm some type of authority. I'm only the authority of what I believe. And I'll tell you, I believe it because of my own experience. And if I have another experience, I may deny everything I say. That's kind of how growth works. You know, we believe certain things because we have an experience which lends itself to be true or have meaning for us. And then as we grow and continue, we continue to have experiences. This is what life's all about, and that we grow and we learn from them. So I encourage everyone, whether you desire to be a medium, whether you desire to study mediumship, or whether you're just seeking out a medium, to find that spiritual connection within yourself, the place that resonates and lets you know what's true for you. And I know I've shared this before. I share it again. I have a sister who, she has the best spirit radar of anyone I know. She will instantly break out in goosebumps, and where she gets them determines quite a few things, has meaning. So, but goosebumps you cannot will. So it's these kinds of confirmation. How do you know spirit's there? I myself, I'll get spirit bumps everywhere, chills. I'll just, all the hairs will go up, all the chills will come, and I'll just get huge confirmation. And those are something, you know, we cannot will that experience to occur. I can't say, okay, have a chill, have goosebumps. It just doesn't work that way. And that's one of the ways that we know that the superconscious and unconscious are working together, and that will be the God source. So I encourage everyone, get on a path. If you're on a path, share your experience, you know, share your experience with other people, start talking. You know, there are as many experiences as there are people, and we'll find commonality through sharing that experience. And maybe someone else has an experience that you might be interested in as well. So we all learn from each other. And even as teachers, we still are learning. You know, it doesn't ever stop. So I encourage everyone to grow, learn, share, and find the medium within yourself, that one that you were born with, the one that came with you. And allow that to ignite. Find it within yourself and allow that to bring you the information and the peace and the comfort that you've been seeking. So I hope that that's helpful. Leave me a comment. Let me know. If it's not helpful, leave me a comment. Let me know what you'd like to know. And we'll cover that in one of our topics, or answer a question if you have it. Just fill it out in the comments. And again, I'd like to remind everyone that if someone messages you in the comment, if they comment on your comment, saying, text me for a reading or private message me for a reading. Please understand that spam, that scam. People are trying to scam you. In no way are any of those people affiliated with this radio station, myself or Lilydale. We do not offer readings through Facebook and chat. Not happening. If you'd like a reading, and we're going to move to spot readings right now, then you need to call in on the radio. You will not be answered through the Facebook response. So please know that too. And if someone else is asking, offering to answer you, again, that's scammers. They're not in any way affiliated with this show, Lilydale, or my personal self. So the call-in number, if you would like to receive a spot reading or have your question answered, call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, that's 818-739-8818. And we will now move on to taking our first caller. Telephone number ending in 8947, 8947. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Mandy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Mandy. And where are you from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Mandy from New Jersey. And how can I help?
Well, okay. I'd like a spot reading, please.
Spot reading. Mandy from New Jersey. Huh. I'm seeing someone just having left, like children visiting and having left. I want to bring through the significance of a dog in and around you, and or a dog that will be with a child or younger person who would have been passing through, visiting, or just leaving. Does that make sense to you, please?
No dog in okay. The, no. Mm-hmm.
No dog in the family, not even with a daughter.
No.
A daughter doesn't have
nope.
A boyfriend. Has a dog, no dog. Please remember we said this then, because when spirit
okay.
brings you something, what I can tell you is I'm sure. I can also
mm-hmm.
tell you I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't understand it. All right?
Right.
So please
okay.
remember that they shared that, because you may be able to place it after the fact. It may just be completely out of context, or it may be in the future. I don't know. Or past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the very
okay.
first thing you're showing me. And I have the feeling that people have left you, like everyone's grown and gone, and that you have been contemplating quite a bit what you want to do with your life now. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense very much. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that you haven't quite decided, and you've given yourself till spring, but now it's upon us. And you Well, I haven't decided, and you're still waiting to see if COVID will leave. And what a wonderful excuse built right in there. You don't have to do anything quite yet. All right. And so you have more time to contemplate. I'm also feeling the significance of a loss in and around you that is in the past. Now I don't feel the significant pain of it, but I'm feeling rather a void that's been left. And wondering if you're going to allow other people to fill that. Do you understand? You with me?
Yes, there's a significant void for sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and we're wondering if we're going to allow them, right? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this is the question that's right up front right now. Are you strong enough to allow it yet? That's your question to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you know the answer. And I'll tell you, they're telling me that you know that you are. You just don't know if you're up to it.
I mean, this person is waiting for this person to come back in my life. We both want it. It's just a matter of when. And,
right. But you don't know up to all that. I mean, it's causing a lot of spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you have to put up with in order to have this person come back into your life. And you're asking, are you willing to put up with this?
Mm-hmm. Right. I am, for sure.
Right. And yeah. However, there's still that unknown until it happens, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is what they're talking about. So, and you've come a long way in terms of gaining your strength and getting everything on track here. So you're all beautiful, set up. You have tremendously great energy. So whatever you decide to do is going to be good. You go out and have some fun while you're waiting, all right? You do like and you like winter sports, is that correct? They're showing skis
winter
on you.
Winter skis
on
no.
you.
Oh, my goodness. Never skied in my life.
They're literally showing me. You like to hike? You like the outdoors?
I love to take walks for sure.
Yeah, they're showing me cross-country skis on you like you will be skiing your walks in the wintertime. I do feel that you live in an area that is quite snowy and cold in the winters. And although it tends to be sunny now sometimes this time of year, so they're just showing me cross-country skis on you, but go have an adventure while you're waiting. You know, don't just wait.
Right. Okay. No. It's COVID. Yeah, and people are just slow in responding, but I'm actively searching. Yeah.
You go sliding on the snow for a hike, right?
Well. All right. Yeah, I do lack the confidence, so I'll tell you that much, Sharon. Like, it's been a while since I've been back out there in the real world, quote unquote.
I feel great. Your energy is great. I have no worries whatsoever about you. It's just putting up with the patience of waiting. Yeah, really.
Mm. Well, that's encouraging. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure and privilege. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Louisiana Blog Talk Radio. All right, for our next caller, telephone number ending in 8012862 is the area code. 8012, who am I speaking with, please? 8012.
Hi, this is Tasha calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Tasha from New Jersey. How can I help you?
Hi, I wanted to know if you saw a move for me anytime soon.
A move for you. I see people moving on, moving through and around you, but I don't actually see you going anywhere.
Oh, you don't see me relocating?
I don't see you relocating at this time, no. They're showing that someone comes, actually. Do you have a grown son, please?
No, I don't.
Okay. They're showing an adult male who I feel like would be a son to you. Son, could be a nephew. Okay. I feel someone coming in and around to help you. Now, you've been talking about moving for quite some time, and for some reason, it feels like you will be moving more north or north, a bit northwest of where you are or north of where you are. I don't see you going to warmer weather. Someone coming to help you, please.
No, actually, I just accepted a job offer in Georgia, so I was just trying to see if...
Okay, and again, okay, I know when I give information, I know it's accurate, but I don't understand it. So would you wonder...
I was just trying to see if I should take it, so that's pretty much the question.
Well, I'm seeing people come to help you move things, and so if you have a residence right now, and you are going to move, you'd be giving things away, cleaning things out. People will be coming and taking things. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like you might be doing the clean out prior to moving. So you're asking, are you moving? I'm looking at right now. Right now you're not going anywhere. But I feel even if you took this job, there's going to be a time frame before you actually start. Okay. All right. So I see a younger male coming, and I know that this is connected to family for you, but it feels like you're taking stuff like moving things out for you. Okay. So
I already moved out of my place. I'm just staying with family until I transition back down.
That's why, because I'm connected to the family. Okay, thank you. So you've already accepted the position?
Yes, I did. It's for April 1st.
Okay, so we're still in the future. So I'm still seeing people, you know, things being moved around, moved out, people coming and going, okay? And I'm not saying you don't have a place to live yet there.
I have I'm residing with him.
Pardon me?
I have family down here that I will be staying with.
Family down there you'll be staying with too. I'm seeing somewhere by water in a more modern kind of complex here. I do feel that you might be buying a condo of your own. Okay, so I'm just going to leave that with you. As far as the job goes, you already have accepted it. You're asking, you're going to be moving. You already know that you are. So if you ask a question and spirit doesn't answer you yes or no, it's because you already know. All right. So, and thanks for bringing that up for people. I feel good with this. I feel good where you are. I feel good with your going. And I feel that you're going to be, they keep showing me a condo somewhere not far from the water. Okay.
And okay. Because I'm trying to work on that currently.
That feels good. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep the plan going. That's all.
I mean, all right. So by water, I would say, it's okay.
More so in
Georgia?
Yeah, I'm seeing it where you're going, a condo by the water, not far from the water. Yep.
Okay. All right. So okay, because I'm working on a townhome, doing a loan and stuff right now. So do you see that going through?
I see you living in a condo not far from the water, so I would say yes.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Thank you, and thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. All right, for our next caller, I have telephone number ending in 6949. Who am I speaking with, please? 6949.
Hi, this is Laura.
Laura, and where are you from, Laura?
New Jersey.
Laura from New Jersey. It's New Jersey Day here on Living Long Talk Radio, Medium Monday. And did you have a question, or would you like a spot reading?
I'd like a spot reading.
Wow. They're showing me immediately, they show me a butterfly net with you, as if you're catching butterflies. I feel that butterflies are all around you, but I'm not seeing you actually catch any. So are you trying to understand if things are literally signs to you or not?
I'm on a contract and I'm not feeling real comfortable with it. I just started it last month and I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. And I'm just wondering, I'm kind of worried.
It feels like you're not connecting the dots. Are you asking spirit to help?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. And still no movement. I'm feeling it's between, you show up as being an intermediate person between two other parties. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I signed up with
I'm not seeing that both parties are on the same page. Like there seems to be a big schism between them, as if there's no communication, no way to connect them in terms of what they're actually wanting and receiving. Okay.
Boy, you're right on target with that. And it's causing me a lot of problems.
So it shouldn't be your problem. What you need to do is go to both parties or have them sit together and say, hey, we need to be on the same page here in order for things to move forward. And until you two agree, we can't.
Well, my manager is the one who's kind of disconnected. And the company that we work for, they keep coming up with more and more add-ons. And he doesn't push back on it. And he's part of the problem. So
right.
He works for
him. Okay, so you need to go to him and say, look, you want this done. Everybody needs to be on the same page. And then you need to spell it out and have some clear things. Because I'm seeing the schism, and I'm seeing that communication is the problem. You are not the problem. communication is the problem between the two parties. So, and that isn't something you can fix. So you're going to need to address that directly. It sounds like with your manager, or you're going to need to take matters into your own hands elsewhere. All right?
Well, yeah, I am thinking about moving on and trying to get another contract with a different company.
Yeah.
So I would want if I could
exactly.
do that.
Keep moving forward, all right? You keep moving forward.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate right. it.
Yeah, and I'm not at all concerned. Don't let it get to your self-esteem. The quality of your work is not the issue.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you for that.
You're
yeah.
welcome.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Little Gail Blog Talk Radio. For our next caller, telephone number ending in 2352, 2352, who am I speaking with?
My name is Lola.
And where are you calling from, Lola?
Colorado.
Lola from Colorado. And did you have a question or did you want a spot reading?
Yeah. I could do a spot reading or either or.
If you have a question and you want an answer, you better ask.
Okay. What do you see for career?
Are you independently employed, please? Are you an independent contractor or provider of some kind? Thought about a career as an independent contractor or provider of some kind?
No, I wouldn't do that. No.
Okay. Spirit showing me you actually providing services as if there's a company behind you. You're providing services. Do you do any kind of service? Are you a service provider or do you do intake interviews? That's what they're showing me. And that doesn't make sense to you at all. Did that make sense to you in the past?
No.
Okay. Then please understand that's what they're showing me. You don't take surveys. You don't ask questions. You don't do inspections of any kind. You're not in an authority position to look at things.
I used to be an investigator.
Okay. That would fit.
So that would go along the lines of asking questions.
Yeah. An investigator. And you're not doing that anymore.
No, I haven't for over 10 years.
Okay. And you're not thinking of wanting to go back?
No.
Okay. Are you
I couldn't, even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
Okay. So what are you currently doing?
Nothing. I don't have a job right now.
Okay. And what were you doing at your last job?
I've had various little deals.
The last time things were really significant was when you were an investigator, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They're still showing me this as being significant. And I feel like you may be on, you know how they have forensic investigators for insurance, for fraud, for all kinds of organizations. They look at fraud. They look at, there's forensic medical investigations. Medical people do that. Insurance people do that. Bank people do that. I feel you using your investigative skills along other lines than what you previously had, but I feel it in the forensic area. You may even be on the other side of where you were previously, and that's what they're showing me, okay? So think about that. Look into some things like that. You're thinking about having another career for yourself.
Well, that's just so opposite because I thought about maybe working with kids.
In that case, you will be an advocate. See how this works? Right. You'll be on the other side of the investigation. You'd be the advocate. Right? So maybe you're thinking about child care. No, they want you to still use. You're a very good investigator. And you're very good. You're a good mama bear. If anybody threatens you, you really give a rise. You're very protective. So
that's very true.
You need to be all of who you are And don't think for a minute that somehow you've been compromised. You need to be all of who you are and do what you can do for the highest and best. And they're showing you would be a tremendous guardian ad litem. You'd be a tremendous advocate for children. So think along those lines and see if something doesn't interest you. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. And again, now I have to say. Okay.
Huh?
I just want to say to everyone, you know, when I give something that sounds like advice, please understand I'm simply relaying information that's being given to me. I'm not telling you what to do and that everyone's responsible for the choices that they make. I'm simply relaying information, much like an interpreter, what they're showing me and giving me. And we all have free will. No one will take that from you. Just want to let you know. Also, I want to mention again, please don't get scammed by the people on Facebook who are commenting on your comments and asking you to private message them for reading. Please, they're not affiliated with this station, myself, or Lilydale Assembly. Do not let yourself become a victim. All right, for our next caller, we have a telephone number ending in 7843. 7843, who am I speaking with?
Yes. Yes, Sylvia from Chicago.
Sylvia from Chicago, did you have a question?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes, yes, I do. Yes, my daughter and I went to see about an apartment. We had to move from where we're at because our building was sold. And okay. The gentleman that spoke with us was a very nice gentleman. His name was Rudy. And I want to find out if he's going to give my daughter the apartment, if he's going to let her lease the apartment. And he always kept saying, well, we'll talk about it. But he sounds very promising, but I just want to find out what you see.
Are you planning on co-signing?
I might have to, yes.
Yeah, I'm seeing that as long as you co-sign, I'm seeing that there's a strong possibility the answer be yes.
Okay.
And it also feels like a good situation. I'm not concerned. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
About Ruby. Yeah. Your daughter is another question. But no, it feels okay. There's a lot of potential there, and I think you may be required to co-sign. But other than that, all right?
Yes. Okay. All right. And she'll be very comfortable there?
She's not a very comfortable girl. It takes her a while to get used to anything.
Yes. Uh-huh. We have to move from where we're at, and it's getting difficult with the people that are doing the construction upstairs, and we have to move all our things. Do you think that we will have enough time to move everything out? Because it seems like they're rushing us out, and they don't want us to have the time to move out.
I'm seeing a moving truck, and I'm also seeing a moving truck that may come through someone else's fence. So if they really move out, maybe they'll spring for the moving truck. All right?
Just for other people, you said? Or for us?
I'm seeing a moving truck. If they really want you out bad enough, they may pay for the moving truck.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you think they'll try to evict us before June, because they have different rules by June, and we had a lease, but
I'm seeing the possibility of eviction because I'm seeing that you're under contract and things change.
Right.
So
exactly.
I think it's a difficult time, but if they really want to complete the building, they may spring for a moving to get you out. Right.
Right. Right. Okay. Fine. All right. Then thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Thanks
for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And for our next caller, telephone number ending in 6820, 6820, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Kay.
And where are you calling from, Kay?
I am calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
From Atlanta, Georgia, and how can I help you?
I had a question about my relationship with my girlfriend. things are a little bit shaky right now, and I was just trying to see how soon you think see things getting back on track for us.
You know, immediately they're showing me that the issue is she's all consumed with other things right now. I wouldn't take things too personal at this point. All right?
Okay.
And just be patient. You know, this is the normal ebb and flow of relationships.
Okay.
And you don't like dealing with unknowns or uncertainties. If there's not constant reassurance, you get a bit nervous, and that comes from your own upbringing. So don't make people who are in your day responsible for what happened in the past. Okay?
Yes.
You work and realize.
I didn't know you knew me so well.
I don't know you at all, but they're showing me. Pinch yourself. And this is now, and that was then, and this is just the normal ebb and flow of relationship, and if I don't allow for it, none of my relationships will work. All right.
You sure you don't know me? Okay.
No, but they're showing you to me. I'd actually like you too.
Thank you. I like you. Can I continue to listen, or does it take up a space?
I'm going to click the X, so I know I've answered your call. You may need to call back in. I don't know.
Okay, just to listen. Okay. Okay.
When
I All right.
Connect.
Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, and for our next caller, I have telephone number ending in
7834.
Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking with?
My name is Ashiel.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
From New York City, and how can I help you?
I'm single. I'm just trying to see anybody coming to my life.
I'm seeing that pretty much. You're holed up in your apartment. Maybe it looks like a place. I would call it an apartment, but these actually may be apartment residences, condominiums or such. But I'm seeing you pretty much held up.
Do me a favor. You broke up a little bit. So can you repeat that, please?
No. I'm seeing that you're pretty much held up at home. You don't like going out much, and partly it's COVID, but it's hard to meet people when you're not going anywhere. Okay? And I'm seeing that you're very interested. Do you play video games? Are you on that TV a lot with the remote and with things?
Yeah, I watch YouTube, other stuff here.
Yeah. I'm seeing that this pretty much has your interests are consumed. So if you're wanting someone to come into your life, it's going to require a bit of effort. There's a bit of effort, okay? So if you're interested and you really want someone in your life now, you're going to have to make a decision, a conscious decision, tell the universe that you really are ready to have someone in your life and that you're ready to actually share your attention with them, okay? So that would be the first step for you, because I see what you want may not be there because your actions aren't in alignment with getting what you want. Okay?
Okay. I was actually talking to someone, as you said, because of COVID, we have not met. So do you see anything coming out of that?
I see that if you put the effort into keeping the relationship going. Right now, I'm not seeing quite enough effort on your part in terms of the relationship. You spend a lot more time doing other things than you spend on nurturing that relationship. So just something for you to think. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to remind people again, please don't get scammed. If someone is messaging you on Facebook, commenting on a message that you left, offering you saying contact me or private message me for reading, please do not get scammed. Those people are not affiliated in any way with this radio station, myself, or the Lilydale Assembly. And no one with a spiritual backbone will be engaged in that type of behavior. So please do not become a victim or allow yourself to be scammed. All right. For our next caller, I have telephone number ending in 0517. Who am I speaking with, please? 0517. Who am I speaking with?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, hi. My name is Chewika.
Your name
Hello?
Is what? Hello.
Chewika.
Chewika. And where are you calling from, Chewika?
From California.
Chewika from California. How can I help you?
I just wanted to see if there was any kind of message or feeling that she's picking up that maybe from an ancestor or something I need to work on more in my life.
Yeah, thank you. Immediately, I have a lady who stepped in for you, and I know people have been asking questions. We haven't had a lot of mediumistic interaction here. But as soon as you ask, there's a lady who walks with you, and she comes from the north. So would you understand some of your people, some of your ancestors being a bit north of where you live now? I want to say also, she feels like she would have been a lady on dad's side of the family, although she's connected as a mom. All right, and grandma. So you have very much the energy of a wise woman around you. And I do feel that you practice and you're very sensitive to earth-based spirituality. This would be more like Native American or
I'm half Native.
Shamanism, healers. You have medicine women in and around you, wise women in and around you, and ancestors who hold that lineage. So you yourself are being impressed. You will be what we call a natural medium, and medicine women work through you. Does that make sense? And you're aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. I also see that there's a little bit of a glitch on the father's side of the family where things got a little bit, I don't know how to say this nicely, things got a little bit tight. We have some people who didn't quite fit everything we were doing, right? You with me? I can't hear you now. Did we disconnect or? I have, they're showing me a male. I'm just going to keep talking. We don't have a good connection here. You keep going in and out. I see that there's a male, and I feel that the male has been significant in changing the direction of the family and has indirectly influenced you in terms, but also at the same time, giving you the impetus to get on your own healing path. And I do want to say that this will be solved and or you're learning how to heal this obstacle in the entirety of the family's life and maybe even the tribe's life, okay? So I'll just let you know that that's how they're showing you. I do feel strong with you continuing being in the healing arts and continuing offering what you can and continue doing ceremony. You actually have tremendously great help, all right? So I'll just let you know that. Okay, and it looks like now we have disconnected. All right, so I want to thank everyone for calling in, listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. And telephone number ending in 9424. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from PA.
From PA, and how can I help you?
I was just calling for a spot reading.
Spot reading, Kayla from PA. Wow, it looks like everybody in Pennsylvania is just waiting for spring.
The weather's been pretty nice.
Yeah, that's how it's showing. I see green grass, and I see small flowers. Looks like those crocuses may actually have peaked out a bit, and I'm seeing that. Just waiting for the fullness of spring. I'm not concerned about any area of your life. I do feel, are you the one who does a lot of crafts here? You make things, please, or are putting things together? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I feel that this is good, and you're just kind of biding your time waiting till spring. So unless you had a specific question, there really isn't a lot to say. Although I want to say, I have a lady here who's very motherly to you. I do believe she would have been a grandma, and again, on dad's side of the family. She comes in, but she looks, Now, what's interesting, would you understand that some of the women on dad's side of the family actually look like the women on mom's side or look like your mom?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, so that's unusual to see, but I'm very clear who's who and what's what. So that's kind of interesting. I also feel there's a mother figure in and around you also, and the spiritual energy of a mother figure in and around you. So either your mom's passed in spirit or you're concerned about your mom. Do you understand?
My grandmother, but she's more like my mom.
Okay, thank you, because she keeps just giving me strong mother energy. And I do feel the concern. So she's still living, please?
Yes.
Okay, but we're concerned about her, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and that you have a spiritual connection with her that's ferocious, all right? So please know that.
Mm-hmm.
And for all your worrying, if anything, if you need to know something, spirit will get your attention. Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
So don't over worry. They will get your attention. You're very well connected. All right?
Great. Good.
And then just keep waiting for spring. Everything's going to be sorted out and your life is going to be on a great foundation, slightly different, but wonderful come fall. All right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. In and listening to Lily the Elder One Talk Radio. For our next caller, we have telephone number ending in 6555. 6555. Who am I speaking with, please? Telephone number 6555. Who am I speaking with, please? Telephone number ending in 6555. Okay, we'll go on.
Yes.
Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Sandra from Cleveland, Ohio.
Sandra from Cleveland, Ohio. And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
I'd like a spot reading. I feel a lot of changes coming up, please.
Well, a lot of changes are coming up, but they're all good. I see you by waterfall, fast running water. I feel you in the parks and I feel you by water, and I feel you photographing water. Water actually strengthens you. If you could stand by a waterfall, even if it's small, or a rushing creek as the snow melts, you will gain tremendous strength from this. Okay, just the strength of the water and the ions rushing by and cleansing you. You know, you think that you have to figure things out and put things in place. And what Spirit's encouraging you to do, and when I say Spirit, you have a lady with you, spirit side comes in, mom's side of the family. She loved you and always encouraged you and told you you were good enough, you were strong enough, you were brave enough, smart enough, all these things. She truly, truly was such an advocate for you when I don't feel other members of the family were. Right? You with me?
Yes.
I also want to say that you're remembering now and you're more aware. And that there are people in and around you who are encouraging you to follow certain paths that they've convinced you are right, but may not be right for you. And the way that you'll know is by how you feel. Are things flowing or not? When things don't flow, maybe it's because what you're trying to do isn't ordained by spirit. Okay? So ask this question. How can I do this in a way that spirit blesses? Okay? And see what comes up to you. You're actually very much in tune with your spirit and spirit direction. So now will be the time to ask when you're out and about taking in the beautiful scenes of nature and capturing them. Ask yourself what it is spirit would have you do. Who would they have you be? What would they have you do? All right? And follow that guidance. Regardless of what other people tell you. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much. Hopefully I'll see you this year.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily the Elder Blog Talk Radio. We do have time for one more caller. I will say one more time, please do not allow yourself to be scammed by people saying private message me for reading. These are not in any way affiliated with the station myself or Lilydale, they are scammers and have no integrity or spiritual backbone to be doing that. So please do not become a victim. All right, for our last caller, telephone number ending in 9638, 9638, who am I speaking with, please? 9638.
Amy from New York.
Amy from New York, and how can I help you, Amy from New York?
Can I have a spot reading, please?
Spot reading? I feel like things are very up in the air for you right now. Are you living somewhere that's not your home?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm feeling as if you're trying to decide where you want to go for yourself. I don't feel, I have kind of a nomad feeling here is what they're giving me. It's like you don't really know where you're going or where you belong at this particular point in your life. Does that make sense?
It does.
And you're trying to find your way, find your feet, and find your peace. And I feel, would you understand the East, please? Some way I feel like I'm Connecticut or somewhere East. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I'm feeling East for you. Do you have relatives there, please?
I do.
Okay. So I'm giving you this connection. This may be the perfect time for a visit, all right? Because part of what they're showing me, and I want to say that I'm speaking with a male guide here to you. Don't usually do guides, but in this case, this is a male guide. You have literally been asking for guidance, okay? And you're calling into the radio show, but you literally have been talking to Spirit and asking for guidance, correct?
Yes.
They're answering you. Go home. They want you to visit because there's something you'll learn about yourself or something within yourself now that has changed or a perspective that's changed that will make all the difference in the world for you in terms of feeling grounded, centered, and ready. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday. This is Sharon Hill with Media Monday. Every Monday at noon, we have a topic or question. You can message me or check out my website. Contact me at RevSharonHill.com. You can leave a question for me to answer on the air if you'd like. And also, you can go to my website and right now, not too late, Mediumship Development Circle sign up starts this evening. And mediumship, the foundations of mediumship class starting this Thursday. You can get more information on my website, RevSharonHill.com. And more information on all the offerings at Lilydale, LilydaleAssembly.org. Again, thanks for listening to Media Monday. And I hope you join us next week for another episode.